sprawling area of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, is bringing delightful early spring weather across the northeastern part of the country, including interior New York and New England. With clear skies and light winds, we do have another chilly start to the day across the region, with a lot of places back into the 20s and lower 30s, but as was the case yesterday, we'll warm up quickly with that sun getting higher in the sky. Readings will bounce back through the 30s and 40s, and most everyone will at least be in the upper 50s to around 60, with some places even in the lower to mid-60s by mid to late afternoon to go along with full sunshine once again. Another clear, cool night tonight, with most everyone in the middle and upper 20s. High pressure will remain in control on Tuesday with more sunshine and mild temperatures, again in the lower to middle 60s. By Wednesday, a system will pivot out of the southern plains and into the Great Lakes. Out ahead of it, some clouds will move into the region and be mixed with the sunshine on Wednesday. So while we will have enough sun to get us back toward the 60-degree mark, perhaps not as much sun as recent days. And then on Thursday, we'll be in between systems as the first one moves out and the next one is moving in. So sunshine would give way to increasing clouds. It'll stay dry with highs in the middle and upper 60s. That next system will produce showers in the area Thursday night, perhaps even a steadier rain into Friday morning. Mostly cloudy skies otherwise on Friday with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. A bit cooler despite sunshine behind this system on Saturday, back into the lower 50s with another chance of rain on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system in the southern high plains will spread precipitation to much of the central United States over the next couple of days. On the low's backside, in Colorado and New Mexico, snow of over a foot is possible in the central Rockies and Front Range. And some snow should spread into western Kansas and Nebraska as well, accumulating up to a few inches. Farther east, in the milder air, rain and some thunderstorms are expected to increase in coverage across much of the plains and Mississippi Valley today into tomorrow. Up to 1 to 3 inches of rain is forecast for these areas, and locally heavy rainfall could cause isolated flooding. Meanwhile, limited moisture in the southwest to southern high plains, along with gusty winds and dry fuels, will lead to fire danger over the next couple of days. Elevated to critical risks of fire weather are outlined by the Storm Prediction Center through today, along with red flag warnings and high wind and fire weather watches. And another front is expected to move across the northwest by tomorrow, producing more snow, accumulations of 6 to 12 inches of snow likely in the Cascades and Northern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility with clear skies and 34 degrees with a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 21, 81% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.44 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 2 below zero at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 44, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 8-tenths of an inch of snow for the month, which is now 7.8 inches below normal, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 1.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low 28. The record high 81 set in 2012, and the record low 2 in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:10 p.m. 12 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine mixed with clouds on Wednesday in the lower 60s. Partly sunny on Thursday in the mid to upper 60s. A chance of showers Thursday night and Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Saturday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of rain on Sunday with highs back into the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.